Hey, so it's March the 18th, 2011. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, Shatter Live broadcast tonight. Friday night, very beautiful weather here. I've got an email that just cracked me up here. Saw it just a couple of minutes ago. Comes from a journalist, Sue Bradley. I hope she's okay with me mentioning her name. Appreciate her, always in our prayers. But she simply says this: "Dear Russ, you must be doing something that is threatening, stirring up things buried long ago in this region. Why? 2.6 magnitude earthquake, Youngstown, Warren, urban area, Ohio." Yeah, about 25 minutes from here, about 30 minutes from here. Interesting. Didn't feel it. Some people said, not too far from us, that they did feel it. 2.6 magnitude earthquake here in this area. Interesting. Examining the alien mind. That's what it's been all week long in the theme. If you've been with us Monday, we were dealing with, the question, the issue, aliens, do they exist? And if so, extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional, ultra-terrestrial, what are the physics and the power and the agenda behind the entities? Now, there is clear unified and a synchronicity about their action, their teaching, their involvement of individuals, their progress, and what it is what's on their mind, what is in their agenda. So the issue Monday was, yes, they do exist, but what are they? Little green men? I don't think so. Extraterrestrial? Well, they can appear to be. Do you remember the word I brought out? Metaskids Mazatai. Metaskids Mazatai is, this is the word used in a portion of scripture referring to extra dimensional entities, and specifically the one that is called Satanas. He is considered a destroyer, a deceiver, a slanderer, an adversary. And so this word is used in 2 Corinthians 11:14, where it says for us not to marvel for the fact that Satan himself, and this would be true of all that is connected, they're able to transform. Metaskids Mazatai. Now this is where we need to touch on the issue. What does it mean? And I'm just simply giving you the slightest, lightest Greek lexicon interpretation. You can find deeper, broader than this, but it's consistent. To change the outward appearance, transfigure. In other words, they can make themselves look like and appear like whatever they want to do. They have the power to morph, to transform right in front of your eyes, and to appear to have an array. Now, I mentioned also during the week that there are the Archai, there are the Cosmocrator, the ones with authority, Exousia, all in the air, the Eros, the atmosphere above us. And again, Ephesians chapter 2, verse, 1 and 2 and 3, you can read. There is a prince, an Archai, of the power, the domain, the realm up there. And this has been unveiled by God and foretold by the Spirit of God in Scripture that literally the ramping up and the manifestation and the activity, experience, and events would come in unprecedented numbers in the end of days, just before the great chaos and the rise of Antichrist and the end of the age. And so we're having massive spiritual counterfeit engagement all around the world in a progressive level, but we're also having it coming out of the sky. So you can take a look and say, well, I believe it's extraterrestrial. Well, the science behind that, there's a question, because whatever the lights are, whatever the appearance is, it's clear they're able to shift dimensionally. They're able to come and appear and then disappear, change, go, move, come through walls, engage individuals, and even those with sleep paralysis have had the beginnings of it. And so it speaks more to extra dimensional more than anything else. That doesn't mean that they're not solid. That doesn't mean that they don't have the appearance of, well, they can appear as a man. They can appear as a just about anything they need. So it's very clear out of that realm in the skies that there has been a methodology, a scheme, and it involves metaschizmatzatai. It means that they have the ability to change their appearance, to appear as one thing, but completely masked, utterly, completely masked. They are demonstrating their appearance, but they aren't what individuals think. Now, that brings in Stephen Greer. That brings in the Disclosure Project. That brings in Richard Hoagland. That brings in millions upon millions that have listened to a lot of information coming from Coast to Coast Radio, and for the millions around the world that have been engaged with Eric Van Daniken's and Giorgio's, the Ancient Aliens documentary. As I watched it in the last few weeks again and again and again, their proclamation that 3 billion or more around the world believe in aliens. There's no question they are non-human entities. They are non-human intelligences. The issue is, what are they? So yesterday I mentioned about Stephen Greer. I mentioned that really, in as far as what is out there, this is one of the most seemingly credible presentations, because they have about 400 government, military, and as claimed, those out of the intelligence agencies, DIA, CIA, and NSA, and on and on and on. And I mentioned Dan Sherman, Project Preserved Destiny, his book, and his claim that he was an intuitive hooked to some type of machine in the NSA to receive the data, to receive the communication, to take in what the non-human entities were giving. We're going to explode this thing tonight. We're going to talk about engaging the so-called aliens, the entities. We're going to talk about there's a way to engage them, to rip off the mask, to see what they really are. And I'm not sure that anywhere on a spiritual warfare basis, so heads up to all the believers, heads up to all the believers who are versed in clear biblical spiritual warfare, discernment, and authority. You know, if you've been doing deliverances, as I have over all these years, hundreds and hundreds, that the entities, well, they are bound by, they are under the authority of, they fear, they hate, they react to Jesus Christ. We're going to see that that's true about this whole alien array of non-human entities. Once again, welcome. If you're new to this voice, this is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web, hundreds of other downloads, courses and materials, ongoing courses and materials. It's all there free. We're seeing that in 90-some countries of the world, you're coming there and downloading and receiving. And we could just say we are glad, and it is our prayer. This is a supranatural hour, an hour of engagement. Obviously, prayer's gone up over all of it, and no doubt that by God's providence, there'll be those who are abductees, those who are maybe in the government, military, and the intelligence agencies, maybe out of Project Disclosure, the Disclosure Project. You never know by, again, the providence of God. The prayers have gone out long and hard. The names of remote viewers for years have been prayed out, laid before the Lord, one by one by one. Not because of positions, who's right, who's wrong, but because of relationship. Because of the nature of the serious depth of deception that God has given a heads up about, that God said would be off the charts in the end of days. The deception would come out of the skies into the lives of millions, events, experiences, voices, engagements, literally supranormal, supranatural. the physics of that side, way beyond that of humanity, and without some aid, without some way of cracking into it, I believe so many would be utterly hopeless. I want to welcome those by internet radio tonight live and those by satellite live. We're glad that you're here. I want to welcome those by the thousands and thousands that download later on. Appreciate that. Listen, for those who know mission, the idea of mission and evangelism, whatever you can do, send these out. If you feel the benefit, if you know the Spirit of God is in it, if you know that people can be saved and healed and delivered and helped and blessed, then do what you can to send them out. Get them into Russia. Get them into China. Get them into the Czech Republic. Get them into the Muslim countries if you can. We're glad that God is moving them along, and we're glad that many of you have decided to do the same. Thanks for the interactions that we've had in the emails. I'm going to tell you again, we're about a week behind or so on everything. Many of you know that we put up a week ago that there's a flood here, that the entire broadcast research center, everything was just put into shambles, and this very day, it's almost 3 weeks later, the movers are coming in. I had to take care of just getting movers myself to move thousands and thousands of books. Thousands of dollars worth of these research books are now gone because of the mold and the chemicals and all that was done. But the insurance companies and all that kind of stuff, wow, they take so much time. So we are in a temporary setting, and we're glad to be able to come to you. But we are in kind of... a fiasco in one sense. But it's kind of interesting because the Book of Acts new training series will emphasize again and again and again adaptation, adapting to the circumstances. You know, you're plotting and planning in one direction, circumstances come up, things change, but the mission never does, and you might get slowed down, but just keep right on going and see the hand of God open new doors and new direction. So we are late in getting emails and responses to individuals, and we are crunched in our time, but that's all right. We're here, and the doorway is open. I trust the hand of God would be operative, the living Christ operative, the Spirit of God operative tonight. For those who are believers, pray it up strong. Revival is still possible. Everything you see in the Book of Acts, possible. Because Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, and forever. So we're not going to just talk about conspiracy and then leave it up in the air. We're not going to talk about the dark side, leave it up in the air. We're not going to talk about all of these questions and leave it up in the air. God has answers. And there is a centrality. God who came in human flesh on the cross. All of the physics of God, astounding, but it's about a relationship. And so welcome to the psychics, welcome to the remote viewers, welcome to those engaging this series on examining the alien mind, examining the extra-dimensional beings, examining the non-human entities. Oh, they can be examined, all right. We've interacted, we've listened to their voices as they've been abruptly exposed, and the masquerade they were, spirit guide, alien presence, Uncle Joe, dead people walk. As the mask is taken off by the authority of Christ, they are ordered to say what they're really about. Those who have been engaged with them, welcoming them, possessed by them, empowered by them, once they see the truth, in almost every case of hundreds and hundreds of cases, they want the thing gone. Maybe you're listening and there's something there. Well, we ask the Lord to rebuke it in Jesus' name, commanding it to be bound so that you can hear, you can listen, and know that there is freedom from the abduction, freedom from the spiritual rape and kidnapping and terror and control and mind control and all the rest. There is a Savior, and in this hour, it could be, well, a very vital time for freedom. You're not going to hear that in some of the, in the Disclosure Project. Now, before I get there, let me give you the news. We're going to have a conference in New England, Connecticut. It's on the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Just scroll down. You'll see the word SEE, Spiritual Explanations Event. And there's no question with Richard Grun and with Lynn Marzulli and myself, we will be engaging the alien or non-human entities' presence, their agenda, and we will be engaging the dark side and seeking to rip off that mask for the sake of, well, individuals being freed. Does anybody out there want to be deceived? Any military man, any intelligence agent or operative, anybody in black ops in any way, do you really want to be deceived? Do you really want to be lied to? That side, their physics, their abilities, their supra-normal, supra-natural abilities, well, they're beyond the human. They're beyond the human mind, their abilities to communicate, engage, come through walls, come into your head, enable you to do things. Well, they'll give you enablements as long as they can hook you. Well, we want you to listen tonight. Vitally important. We want to invite you to come to the conference in Connecticut. It's only about a week away. And actually, it starts next Friday night. And so I'm going to be leaving this next week to head that direction. So I hope to see you up there in Connecticut at the C Conference. A week later in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Politics of Religion. The Politics of Religion. Now, that little banner on our website as you scroll down is down there. Either way, you can click on the further information, the websites, the registrations to see what it's all about. Got a note today from another friend going to be there in Fort Wayne, and we'll be glad to meet you and talk to you there also. So for those that would that can't come but would love to pray, pour it out. Yeah, we wanted to listen. I would love to see it be in Acts chapter 4. Listen, an Acts chapter 4 event. That's right. You take a look at that chapter and see what I'm talking about. Don't forget, we have no radio commercials. We have no products. We have no business commercials, no outside sponsors. How do we do it all? How do we reach 90-some countries of the world and over 150,000, 170,000 downloads. I don't know how many all totaled. Could be a quarter of a million total per month. We just simply have a support tab on the website, Shatter the Darkness. And we simply ask and only, well, on a usual level across the board, we usually will take 2 to 3 seconds to mention. So we would invite your involvement and to let you know that if you're benefited, if you're blessed, and you know others would be, and you want to see the entire project continue strong, well, then just simply click on the support tab, read what you need to read. Thank you for those who have done it. Thank you for those who have been able. Bless each one of you. We appreciate it. That's why we're able to be out here. Now, let's start number one tonight. Engaging the Disclosure Project. Now, I mentioned last night Stephen Greer. I was listening to his speech in front of government individuals and military individuals and intelligence agents and folks from, and he's mentioning that 400 strong and more in the government, in military, among those agencies, CIA, DIA, NSA, on and on and on, well, they all believe in the presence of these. Now, I'm going to call them non-human intelligences. You can debate all you want to about are they extraterrestrial, ultra-terrestrial, extra-dimensional, whatever you want to call them. Let me just say non-human entities. No question that they're there. No question they're engaging individuals. No question that probably, yes, 3 billion or more believe that something's out there and that millions have seen something and that hundreds of thousands have had engagement worldwide. But we have national governments, defense department leaders. We have CIA, DIA, NSA individuals, no question, not only their belief, but their proclamation that they're engaging the entities. And I have no doubt that they are engaging the entities. Hear me clearly as I bring some real disclosure. engaging these entities outside the power and the presence of the Spirit of God and the living Christ and truth. What they have chosen to masquerade as, to appear as, is far beyond the human mind to penetrate. Far beyond the human concept, you know, the construct of perception and discernment and being able to look through. I hear a lot of people sometimes say, listen, I can tell whether a person is lying to me or not. I can guarantee by my involvement in deliverances over all these years of engaging these direct entities that individuals without the Spirit of God, without the living Christ, absolutely do not have the ability to know what they really are. Metaskizmazetai, a word chosen by the Spirit of God there in 2 Corinthians 11:14. These entities out of the sky, they're called Archon, Exousia. They're called Cosmocrators, which relate directly to the secret chiefs, the Great White Brotherhood, all these entities, Planos. So these terms out of Scripture are describing classes of what God would say, Christ would say, is the array of demonic entities. They're not just demons that possess an individual here and there. They not only are territorial over nations, they are deeply present in the underground stream of Luciferianism and the creation of the super soldier and satanic ritual abuse. The ancient gods and goddesses of the Maya, of the ziggurats worldwide, of the deep, in-depth occultism of the ancient pyramids. Quick note, only reason I brought up the pyramids so far is that it needs to be looked into. We need to take a look on a biblical scale. We need to take a look with great discernment. What were they used for? What will they possibly be used for again? So in theory, and I made this very clear because somebody's made some YouTube videos, which is fine. It's great. But they put a caption out there about Russ Dizdar believing the pyramids to be possibly weapons. And I'm going to say theory-wise that I am deeply researching right now. And in my opinion, there's a possibility of them being some form of weapon and defense on an astral archaeology level, dimensional, spiritual. But I'll get into a series of that later on. I wanted to throw it out there to see the engagement because there's a lot of activity when it comes to Nephilim and the alien project and connections to the pyramids, the reason why there's no pharaohs inside and no inscriptions inside, or what they're kind of like tunnels in there, and then the shafts and what they're really used for. Nobody really has the definitive answer, but I've been looking at what some of the major world class engineers and others and scientists have been saying. And so I've now a very deep interest. Now I've engaged remote viewers and what they've said about the remote viewing of it. I've engaged those who have been there and their discussion of the deep spiritual presence they feel. When I did the series on the Mayan temples, I've had believers in Christ email me, and interacted with a number that talked about their engagement as they sought to pray of dark presence entities and the warfare that came after them. Pretty interesting. You cannot have ancient places where demon gods and goddesses, and especially where human sacrifice had been done, where in-depth Nephilim architecture and the presence of what would be considered vast, deep occultism, you can't have those just lying dormant forever. Wherever the doorways get opened again, anybody who's doing any kind of archaeological, digs anywhere, demonized objects, gateways, opening doors, It is clear that God knows how to shut them down and even use, like in 2 Kings 21, 22, 23, Josiah. Look at what he did to shut down the doorways. But they can be reopened. And the spirits locked in, the spirits behind, the spirits on the other side of those portholes, gateways, doorways. New Testament Greek word, Ephesians chapter 4, topon. Well, you give the doorway, you open the doorway, there's no question. They'll come through. There's no question that if you open the doorway to the ones in the sky. Now, if you read Ephesians 6, if you're biblically oriented, if you want to do some study about what it says, believers in Christ in Ephesus, and for all of us, the spiritual battle that you are going through is not about flesh and blood, not about what you can touch in the sense of pure terrestrial. You're dealing with extra dimensional. You're dealing with real entities, non-human entities, and they're described by the Spirit of God as Archai, Exousia, Cosmocrators. You read it if you want to. Do the word studies. These are vast entities, but they're in the heavenly realms. They're in the realms above our heads, in the immediate dense atmosphere. What we would feel, what many would feel, is space around us. And just as on a ground level, enormous occultism, Satanism, and kind of its spiritual engagement, doctrines, manifestations, appearances, etc., etc., that is ramped up and is so far off the charts, way beyond what occurred in pre-Nazi Germany and during the development. During the development of the occult-driven Nazi ideology and sciences and psychology and experimentation and the Hall of the Dead, Wurzburg Castle, and their dire search for every spiritual object and blood of the Nephilim and the Aryan race, and the belief, as in Hitler's words, he's already here. The Übermann, the Übermensch, he's already here. Active and present. Now, what he said way back there in the 30s, 40s, the Word of God spoke about 2,000 years ago, 2 Thessalonians 2, a secret mysterium, a secret, a hidden, an occult level power of lawlessness, supernaturally operative and growing. Growing. Out of the skies, out of the old temples and places, out of the old books that are spirit-inspired, didache of demonoia. You read those, you read didache of demonoia, it can bring demonic attachment. It can bring their engagement. You read the Word of God because the Word of God has the Spirit of God in it. Inspired by the Spirit of God, you read the Word of God, it'll have an effect. There's living presence. The words are animated, saturated. They are spirit and they are life. So I want to encourage those who are listening that may be a part of those engaging the alien agenda, the alien mind, and are convinced that you're dealing with a super race. Well, they're a super race in comparison to fallen humanity. God says that a super race, that a extra dimensional race in various forms, Archai, Exousia, Cosmocrator, Planos, Watchers, and on, out of the skies, this vast development is in direct correspondence to the occult and satanic development from the 40s on. The doorways that occultists have opened, like Aleister Crowley, the Amalantra working, take a read, take a study, the entity called Lamb, that even now practitioners of left-hand path occultism will take the picture of Lamb that looks very much like the gray big head, big eyes, and meditate on it, stare at it, and try to allow an engagement, a mind-to-mind, a telepathy. Dangerous. Now listen, I've mentioned already the Disclosure Project. I've had a lot of people push me towards Stephen Greer saying this is one of the most credible men and what they're doing is one of the most credible things because they're engaging the government. They're making the government engage. They're making presidents and presidential spokesmen and individuals from the government and the military and the intelligence agencies engaging them. And they're claiming vast proof. They're claiming that from the 40s specifically on, there's been a reappearance, a deep appearance, an ongoing appearance, and that non-human entities have been giving intelligence, have been giving technology, have been giving so many things. And let me tell you what right now is important for you to understand. Out of the depth of biblical prophetic revelation, we are told about technologies connected to spirit that will be developed. We are told about the progressive movement towards Armageddon, in which the most advanced weapons, if not spirit and technology combined, would be used. Super weapons beyond anything that we know of. Jesus spoke about it in Matthew 24. Daniel unveiled it 2,600 years ago. God asked the questions why concerning the peoples, the nations, and the kings, referring to military leaders too, and the intelligence agencies. Why? Why would you conspire with this? Why would you join in this? Why would this lead you to make a stand against the Lord and against the Lord's Christ? I did a little more examination of Stephen Greer. More and more individuals were pursuing me to look at the credibility. I am completely dismayed at the overwhelming non-human enhancement deception that is engaged with Stephen Greer and the Disclosure Project. I began to read where Stephen Greer is not just a scientist, not just a researcher, but here's a practitioner of occult-oriented meditation. The kind of meditation that I was trained in back in the end of the 60s, early 70s, the kind that opens you up to the entities and opens you up to these beings to begin interaction. I began to read more where his involvement in remote viewing. So now the Disclosure Project and the information and the evidences are, being revealed. It's all coming about by engagement by remote viewing, engagement by meditation, engaging occult life forms by occult enablement. Remote viewers will get mad at what I have to say, but it's not about position. It's not about right or wrong per se. It's not about that per se. It is about an urgent, alarming message. It is absolutely clear to anyone doing the studies, anybody involved, that remote viewing is not just a human endeavor. Though we all have capacity, spiritual discernment, spiritual perception. We are to be spiritual beings. Our human spirits are dead to God outside when we don't know God. Spiritual presence seeks to open up. They call it the third eye on that side of the fence. On the biblical side, take a read of Ephesians chapter 1. When God talks about opening the eyes of the heart, that is by the Spirit of God, that the eyes of our heart, our perceiving, discerning, experiencing capacity on the inside of us, to engage God, to engage Christ, to epigenosis is the word there. To know him deeply, experientially, and fully, to have deep experience of the inheritance and the incomparably great power, dunamis, of God in Christ. Just as God in Christ can open us up and bring us to immediate relationship. That's what, if you haven't understood what born again means, when the living Christ comes in, your spirit is instantly made alive to God by the Holy Spirit. When it comes to occult practices, your mind, your spirit, your capacities are opened up by the finite fallen spirits. Metaskizmatsatai, whatever their appearance, spirit guide, ascended master, secret chief, alien, whatever their appearance, they have the ability to morph their outward appearance. Literally, to have a convincing supernatural appearance. But it's their actions, their consistent teaching and doctrine, their agenda, as we've said this week, and their total opposition to the real Christ. Did you know the entire alienologist, ufologist array of communication, teaching, doctrine, materials, and the future? What do the aliens believe? What do the aliens want? Same thing as Albert Pike, the Mason. Same thing as Alice Bailey, the occult writer of the book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy. The same thing that Helena Blavatsky believed. You see, the occultism among the Nazis led them to the Foo Fighters, and the spiritual doorways that were opened on the ground level opened them up to what was in the heavenlies, what's in the Eros, the atmosphere above us. And so it's without question that the Archai, that the Cosmocrator specifically, those non-human entities in that realm above us, by the hundreds of millions, well, they have drawn remote viewers into going passive in a sanitized way, only to receive in what they would call their collective unconscious, or their unconscious selves, their spirit. What's happening is the data, listen now, remote viewers, the data that's being received, the link to be able to go back, forward, here, there, focus on an object. Though you have a certain level of human capacity, you know very well that it's non-human enablement, enhancement, linking you to what many in the remote viewing world call the Akashic Records, the Hall of Records. Some have called the field out there, where energy and data and material and where the aliens are coming from, you know what it is? It is the domain, Ephesians 2. It is the actual realm of the fallen cherub. He's called the prince, the ruling one, the archon of that realm. There are literally, in the biblical scale, probably hundreds of millions. I'll say it again because I want you to hear this and get it down clear. You can take a look at it, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, that even Satan himself, the entity himself, it would be true of all of that side, had the ability, metaskizmatsatai, to change the outward appearance, to literally transfigure, to adapt, to present themselves as something. Go back to the garden, Genesis 3. The exact same entity I'm talking about. The exact same entity that rules that hundreds of millions of entities that are out there in a collective forward-going agenda that is manifesting in the world of politics and military, Luciferic globalism. There is no globalism without this presence behind it. There is no catastrophic destabilization and that sense of the coming destruction without the fact that that collective side, as God reveals, that the events, not the step-by-step progressive evolutionary development of satanic sequence. But what is to come now are the events. The shock and all events that the world, the total world will be engulfed by. The Great Revolt. They call it the Black Awakening, but it's the event to collapse everything and to bring the world into terror and fear and the feeling of absolute annihilation, eliminating all that they have already targeted as resistors. A kind of cleansing, a washing of the board, and a release as if it was a counterfeit satanic Pentecost of presence, a dump of presence. As if the dam breaks and the satanic waters don't come one by one, but by the hundreds of millions in a worldwide spiritual tsunami. In the midst of all that collapse, the aliens, the ascended masters, the secret chiefs, the Didache of Daemonoia, the New Agers, the 2012ers, the prophecies of the Mayans are all telling everybody the same thing. There's a synchronicity in Luciferic doctrine. Big cleansing, big catastrophic thing going to happen. Everybody around the world seems to be feeling it in the air, no question about that. One thing you and I should know very clearly, according to, again, the Spirit of God, revelation, data from God, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, God has set a resistance or a resistor to hold back that first cataclysmic, chaotic anarchy event. Until the restrainer is removed, even the dark side, even the Luciferian, even those I've engaged that are summoning the powers and sending them in the air. These undergrounders, they know who the aliens really are. They're the same beings that are working with them in the underground caverns, in the deep double basements, in the ancient ritual places, in the belly of the beast of Europe, where the Antichrist most likely already operates, and his regime, and even the false prophet. Check it out, Revelation chapter 12. That whole system has to be here before it comes to visible, physical manifestation and power. That's not going to happen until the Great Revolt, the Black Awakening, the chaos. And that's not going to happen until the restrainer is removed. What will continue to occur is this bulging at the seams, this pressure. More events, more communication, more non-human entity disclosures to individuals that are willing to listen, willing to hear. So I guarantee those in the intelligence communities, I address the CIA, I address the DIA, I address the DOD, I address the NSA, and all the others that would monitor. If you open occult doors to their presence, they will speak. They will communicate. Dan Sherman was only allowed to receive the data. You're not allowed to question them. They're the superior ones. They're the ones that have the power to place into you abilities. They can drop data from the Akashic records or from that hall, that domain out there. They can bring attachment. They can open up your head. They can bring enablements. And remote viewers are going off the charts, not just remote viewing, but remote influence, and even remote healing in the counterfeit sense, they will enable that. It has been prophesied by the Spirit of God, written down, counterfeit or pseudo sign, wonder, and miracle, including anything and everything Jesus did, they will do with one singular goal, sheer deception. Do you have the Spirit of God living in you? Do you have the living Christ dwelling within you? Do you have the authority of the living Christ in and on you? Meta skizmazatai. That collective, those non-human intelligences. They can change the outward appearance, transfigure and adapt and appear whatever way they want to. They are supra powerful, supra normal, advanced. But in their nature and in their agenda, they are lethally, lethally dangerous. Stephen Greer, and all of the information and the push in what seems to be a very credible goal of disclosure, is actually revealed that they are using occult means, empowered by that side, to get to the so-called alien entities and receive the communication. You know what I said earlier in the week, the communication? Well, they're going to be antichrist as far as the real Christ. They don't mind giving you a fake one. Courtney Brown, well, he's told the story that he remote viewed Jesus. He went out there and engaged Jesus in a realm, in a place. And anybody reading the story, you can get it on the web where the remote viewer Courtney Brown engages Jesus. Anybody reading it will see the same thing. The fake Christ, de-deified, non-savior, will tell the same thing that every demon spirit has ever taught. The promise of an evolutionary development of humanity, which will never occur. It's a hook, as it was in the beginning. This goes back to the garden, Genesis 3. This is exactly what the fallen cherub enticed humanity with in the beginning. An evolution to superior hidden knowledge that will bring a transformation and bring about some level of deity. A superiority. That's what the Nephilim were all about, a hybrid, godlike race. And so that same spiritual approach, that same spiritual deception, that promise, don't forget the physics behind the fallen cherub, the finite cannot become the infinite, can't evolve and become the infinite. The infinite is, Yahweh is, self-existence. Do you know in theology, acidity, locality, infinity, immortality, incomprehensible, immeasurable? Do you know the depth of God in comparison to finite entities? So if the government and military and deep intelligence agencies, and according to everybody, if the black projects are funded by the billions and billions and billions of dollars to open the door to a black Trojan horse that has been sent from hell itself, then you can be sure that it's going to preach an evolution of humanity, mind control issues, transmuting humanity. You can be sure that it's going to preach the absolute dire need of globalism and control. You can be sure that it's going to push and thrust technology or information to develop technology that will ultimately be used at Armageddon. And massive decimation. Luciferian, listen. I hope the remote viewers and military men and women are listening. Armageddon is all about the attempt to annihilate God. Has nothing to do with nations fighting each other. Has everything to do with the largest ritual release of supernatural powers in human history. Revelation 16, the power source to gather the nations and the kings and the militaries to Armageddon, the great day of God Almighty, when a Theron, Satan in human skin, Homo Satanus, leads maybe some military individuals that have already taken the precursors. Here's what I'm going to warn you. If you take the occult precursors of connecting to the Akashic records, opening up to the entities, receiving their enablements of clairvoyance and telepathy and powers that are beyond regular humans. If you take in the power demons, Luciferians, if you take in the programming and the doctrine of that side, the layering to keep you there is going to come in broader dimension. And then the mark, and then the spirit in the image, the icon of the beast. the presence of life, the spirit in that thing that will bind you. Did you ever read Revelation 19:20? The only ones on the field in that day are those who have taken the mark and worshiped the image of the beast. And the only ones that will end up doing that are those who will reject the living Christ, reject the Spirit of God and the grace of God, reject the love of God to come and give you the gift of indestructible immortality, to take the counterfeit, to be deceived by ancient advanced deceivers. Well, let me tell you something. Right now, the living Christ can cut in. And I pray right now that the hand of God would move forward in everyone listening and whenever this is being listened to. In the name of the living Christ who died, shed his blood, rose from the dead, ascended, glorified, and going to return. Revelation 19. Yes, there will be an actual visible return when the heavenlies are opened, the dimension of heaven is opened, the sign of the Son of Man will be seen worldwide, and a descent will occur. You will already, listen, you will either be there in Revelation 19:14, or you will be there in Revelation 19:19. It's one or the other. You'll either choose evolution of humanity to godhood, that'll never occur, only satanic layering, or, and that globalism and that ultimate Armageddon issue, or you can turn now to the living Christ who loves you, who speaks and says, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do, who desires to come into your life to bring total forgiveness, to release you from the bondage of counterfeit, finite enablements and powers. You must renounce them. You must turn away from them. You must throw it to the ground. That which would take you straight to hell itself, you must throw it to the ground now. Turn to the living Christ. Open up your heart. Just go ahead and call. The Word of God says, the Word of God, whosoever calls on the name of the living Christ, turns to Him, believes on Him, believes what God has done in Christ, dying for you personally, rising from the dead for you personally, giving His life and shedding His sinless blood for you personally. Because He loves you and He wants you, not willing that you be perishing. Come to Christ. Don't waste time. A great exchange. Either you exchange the glory of God for finite, counterfeit, temporal, temporary abilities that will eventually lead you to total decimation and eternal separation. Or you could turn to the living God and get the real thing. Power, grace, might, enablement, God's mission, God's love, God's heart in your life, and the coming reality of an indestructible, immortal, irreversible body. Because of the cross that is coming, that's the real new human race, the new race, and be able to see God, as I know I will, face to face. On the notes that we've used all week long, I've mentioned this, ripping off the mask of the alien presence and that agenda. Number one, by spiritual warfare, for all those who are listening now that know the living Christ, that know the authority of Christ, let me tell you this. Your prayer life and our prayer life must grow as never before. We must accept and appropriate the authority given to us. You ever read it? Luke's Gospel chapter 10. The living Christ says, I have given you, perfect tense in the Greek, I have given you authority to trample, that is to bring absolute decimation to the dark side, even when it masquerades as light, light beings, translucent beings, spirit guides, aliens, whatever they morph, metaskidsmidzo, metaskidsmazatai, there in that one verse. Target the abductees, number one. Step number one, step number two, step number three. All of those who've had engagement with the so-called aliens, begin to target them. Begin to pray for them. Begin to pray against the supra-natural entities that are around them. Begin to pray that they be unmasked. Begin to pray that God engage. Begin to pray that God will visit and show. Begin to pray that God will. And if you engage abductees, as I have, you're going to find that there are so many of them that want to get out of it. Now, there are remote viewers and there are psychics and many others in a sanitized way thinking that they, by elite connection, are engaged with supra entities that are giving them things. But that's all secret, isn't it? It's all a big secret, isn't it? Keep the living Christ away. Keep those kind of believers away. Because why? Those entities know whether you have the living Christ in you or not. Those entities know whether you have protection or not. And those entities know as they engage you, when I'm saying the alien agenda, they know anyone you're connected with that does know the living Christ, that does have the Spirit of God in them. They don't want you to be around them. They will lead you to stay away. They will lead you to have an attitude and maybe even a hatred against them. So I'm going to say step number two to all believers, spiritual warfare engagement, using your authority to begin to target the events, target the lights in the sky, target the places where people are claiming to have interaction with aliens. Target the aliens, the entities. Target them. Jesus said, I've given you authority to trample on this dark side and to overcome all the power of the enemy. So what is in the sky is not beyond the authority of Christ. We're told in Ephesians chapter 6 to put on the full armor of God in our battling with cosmocrators, the archai, up in the sky, the entities there that are changing their outward appearance and have brought about an array progressively that they're a super race, an ancient alien race. They're ancient, all right. They're alien in one sense, yes. There's different types of them, but they're all the same in nature. They're all the same in their ultimate approach. They hate the name of Christ. Number three, it might be time now to begin to target black ops projects. Wherever there's projects that involve this kind of connection, communication, by the authority of Christ, begin soldiers and military individuals that are turning to Christ, begin to engage these entities, pray against these entities. Watch what happens. Well, I don't have enough time to go over the rest of the notes. We're glad that you're here. The spiritual discernment and the authority we need to use it. Engage them, expose them, expel them. See lives like in Roswell, abductee after abductee freed from these powers in the name of Jesus. I pray you're free. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Good night.